Here we see what is in every human heart by nature. By Don Fortner. What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? Pilate asked. They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Matthew 27, verse 22. Oh, what a revelation of man the cross is. Man hating God, and hating him most when God displayed his love most fully. Man acting like the devil, taking Satan's side against God. Yes, the cross was a public declaration of man's hatred for God and his Son. The cross is proud man spitting in God's face and saying, "I am holy, I need no Savior. To hell with God and his Son." Our Savior asked, "What do you think you of Christ?" Man's answer was, "Crucify him." Man's heart, his hands, his tongue all combined to scream out hatred for God and his Son. Calvary's Hill displays man's utter hatred for God. How deep, bitter, universal, and vile is the hatred of the human heart for God. Oh, how fallen man hates God. The arrest, the scourging, the mockery, the spitting, the smiting, the cries, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" The wagging the heads, the cruel nails, the thieves railing. Everything was but the outpouring of man's utter hatred for God. Here we see what is in every human heart by nature. Man declares his heart in the crucifixion of God's darling Son. God seems to have said, "Vent the feelings of your heart." And he did, taking God by the throat, as it were. Man snatched the only begotten Son from his Father's heart and crucified him with hellish delight. Reckoning the death of the cross the worst of all deaths, man said, "This is the best way to show my contempt for God. This is exactly what I think of the Son of God." Thus, the enmity of the heart speaks out, and man not only confesses publicly that he is a hater of God, but he takes pains to show the intensity of that hatred. The cross interprets what's in a man's heart. The cross rips the mask of pretended religion off of the face of our race. The cross of Christ exhibits man's heart as a cesspool overflowing with the malignity of hell.